Going beyond the headlines to the deeper issues. 96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment, where your questions and comments matter. At 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight Segment. I'm Harold Fisher. You've served your time. Now you're trying to rejoin society, but there are obstacles, challenges. You know, sometimes it's just downright hard. Well, tonight we have help for returning citizens who are looking for jobs, help with legal issues, just getting back on their feet as they re-enter society. My guests are Walter Simmons, President and CEO of Employ Prince George's, Megan McDermott, Supervising Attorney of the Community Lawyering Initiative for Maryland Legal Aid, and Brian Cordian, Director of Apprenticeship and Training for the Finishing Trades Institute of Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. If you have a question, if you have a comment, if you know someone who is a returning citizen or about to be. If you are a returning citizen, give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Thank you all for coming in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
So, hello. Yeah. Hi. You all can speak up. You know, I'm gonna start with you, Walter. Why is it so hard for returning citizens to get their sea legs when it comes to reorienting themselves back into society?
There's a number of issues. It's the criminal record itself. It's being able to have a resume, to communicate, a 5-year gap in a resume. There's a number of issues, but they lead to people with criminal records being four to five times more likely of being unemployed. So that's why we're partnering with Maryland Legal Aid. We partner with our local employers to provide them the skills, educate them, kind of connect them with resources so that we can decrease that number for residents in Prince George's County.
Legally, Megan, what kind of obstacles do many of them face where they're trying to get back on their feet? What is it that a lot of returning citizens don't know?
Returning citizens face a lot of collateral consequences when they come out of the prison system. So sometimes they have trouble getting housing, sometimes trouble getting jobs. there can be repercussions with child custody, child support, things like that. And a lot of time returning citizens are eager to leave the judicial system, so they don't seek out legal help. So Maryland Legal Aid is there to help with that if they can.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk a little bit about the job training portion of this, Brian, because sometimes some folks come out and they don't have any skills. What role might you play in providing access to those skills and education?
Well, the role we play is we work with the one-stop centers like Employ Prince George's County, DOES, and others alike, to partner with them to do some recruitment for us. And as they do the recruitment, we come in, we do a lot of various interviews with those organizations to put cohorts together to be trained. Some of our programs, they vary based on the various trades that we offer. So they can be 160 hours, 200-hour training programs to really, and they're all specialized for a specific career path. And all those career paths, when they're in, while we're providing this training, are in high demand. So therefore, at the completion of these programs, there's a direct placement into employment with one of our contractors that we work with.
Mm-hmm. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about returning citizens coming out and getting reconnected to society. If you have a question, if you have a comment, give us a call at 202-319-7810. Walter, there's an event coming up, an expungement event, and not everybody really kind of really understands what that is. Explain what that means.
So we're partnering on Saturday, October 20th, at the Tree of Life Christian Ministries to bring in Maryland Legal Aid attorneys to identify what criminal records on someone's background. They've been arrested. They were convicted of this certain charge. It's now affecting them getting a job. The lawyers at Maryland Legal Aid are going to look at, let them know what records are eligible for expungement, the process to do it. Hopefully they qualify to help us expunge them for free and basically trying to wipe those convictions off their record so that when they apply for a job or they're applying for housing, like Megan asked, those aren't barriers preventing them from moving forward. We run a job center, so we don't know anything about law, legal. So that's why we partner with Maryland Legal Aid to bring qualified lawyers to provide a free service to a lot of people who don't know what's available or they can't afford to walk into a law firm and have this done.
Mm-hmm. What is eligible for expungement and what isn't?
So it's hard to say that without looking at somebody's specific record, but any non-conviction charges. So if you've ever been arrested and then the charges were dropped, dismissed, or if you were found not guilty, if you were acquitted, those can always come off. Then we get into kind of a gray area with probation before judgment. In Maryland, that's someone's given sort of a second chance. They have to maybe do community service, and then they're not found guilty of the offense. Some misdemeanor convictions can come off, but only certain kinds. And starting this month, October 1st, there's now 3 felony convictions that can come off. There's a 15-year waiting period for those, and you can't have any subsequent convictions. So every person's record is kind of unique, and we do need to look at that. But there is hope. There are a lot of things that can come off.
Mm-hmm. When and where is this event again, and where can someone find this information online, Walter?
So Saturday, October 20th, at 10 a.m. at the Tree of Life Ministries, 9109 Piscataway Road in Clinton, Maryland. Again, Saturday, October 20th. And they can always go and find us at www.employpg.org. Go to our event section, register tonight, right now, tomorrow. If you don't register, just show up on Saturday at the Tree of Life Ministries in Clinton, Maryland.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Carlos, calling from Temple Hills. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
I'm a returning citizen. Mm-hmm. I've been home maybe 4 years now, but a lot of the things that I thought would hinder me really didn't.
You know, such as?
I believe now, you know, whatever I set my mind to do, I can do. You know, I make, each year I've been home, you know, I made, as far as financially, I made, you know, more almost 6 figures now. And, you know, next year I'm looking at, you know, double, if not triple that.
Well, how did you do that? Because I think there are a lot of people who would be interested in finding out how you did that. Why, why were you incarcerated? And you said you didn't have some of the impediments. So what's the story?
I grew up in a system. You know, I started off in the foster care system. I went through the juvenile system. And, it was violence, you know. And, but when I was in, you know, in the penitentiary, I just, you know, I saw God. To me, that's the biggest, that's the biggest thing with me. You know, he helped me to see that, you know, he had a plan and a purpose for my life, you know. And I had a desire, you know, I didn't want, you know, the things that, you know, that took me to the penitentiary, I knew, you know, what not to do. I learned from that, you know, and I wanted something different, and I wanted it real bad.
What kind of job or employment or career are you involved in now?
Like transportation, logistics, mm-hmm. really.
I see. Interesting. Carlos, thank you so much for sharing that with me. Your thoughts on what he was saying, Brian, because a lot of people will hear that and they'll say, okay, so how do I do that? Because what Carlos was suggesting, it sounds easy, but I'm sure that it's not. It's different for everyone.
Yes, absolutely. And I think one of a huge barrier for a lot of people that are returning home from the prison system is the fact that they don't necessarily know what their options are. They don't know what's available to them. They don't know what opportunities are out there that they can take advantage of to have a sustainable career in any industry. So sometimes it's just a matter of them having that connection to the proper system or the proper agency to be able to guide them into a career pathway.
Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on that?
that's what I mentioned earlier when I said a lot of times it's not the traditional blocks. A lot of time it's mentally. It sounds like the brother that just spoke was like, you know, I mentally said I wanted to do something. I put one foot in front of the other, probably had a support system of someone helping them. But then again, to Brian's point, a lot of employers want simple things. People to show up on time, do the job. Brian has consistently told us, I want somebody that doesn't give me excuses on why they're late. They just show up and they're there when I need them. And just like that brother said, you do that continuously, one step at a time, you're going to see growth. But a lot of times it just takes one opportunity. Maximize that opportunity until they get to the next one.
Megan, when people come to you to help them with any legal issue, what is the most common one?
In terms of expungements?
Well, or any legal issue for a returning citizen, whatever it happens to be.
So I would say expungements are the primary concern. Usually that's sort of the first thing people want to work on. Then after that, I would say there's usually housing issues or issues with family, and that could be anything from divorce to child support to child custody, trying to reintegrate in their families. And I think that's a big part of all of this is trying to get people back on their feet so they can really participate in their communities and their families fully.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier about some things, arrests, for example, that can be expunged. If those things can be expunged, why are they there in the first place if there's been no conviction or anything else? And this is a legal issue. Why do they need to come to you to have these things expunged when they can just be expunged?
That's a great question. A lot of our clients don't realize that those things are still on their record. So they might come in for the one second degree assault conviction that we can help them expunge, and they don't realize that there's five or six other times where they had contact with the police, but they weren't convicted. They don't realize that's still out, not only on their, you know, fingerprints, but also in Maryland. Anyone can see it on case search. So it is really important to get those items off, because a lot of times employers don't understand that they're not convictions. They just see the person's name and they see the charge, and then they're not offered a job or they're, you know, not offered housing.
Is it hard to get those things off a record?
It's not. Now a lot of items and all non-arrest items are actually free, so people can apply for them themselves. And there are self-help centers, including one in PG County, that are a subsidiary of Maryland Legal Aid, that will help anybody, no matter what their income is, fill out the petitions to get those items off their record. If you do qualify for legal aid services, it can be helpful to have an attorney. However, even for non-arrests, because sometimes the state or the police will object and it'll be incorrect and you'll have to go to court, so it can just sort of help to have an attorney there holding your hand.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Tonight we have help for returning citizens who are looking for jobs, legal issue help, and just getting back on your feet. If you have a question or a comment, give us a call. Let's go to Willie. Willie, calling from D.C. What's on your mind? Willie, go right ahead, please.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, what I was saying, that even though a lack of information sometimes cause returning citizens to be a bit, become like filled with anxiety and panic, but at the same time, I feel like the mental health of these guys sometimes should be a focal point too, as well as, you know, obtaining a marketable skill and getting them in a situation or a space where they can actually obtain a job and have a long lasting career or whatever.
That's a really interesting point. Will there be resources on Saturday, Walter, for those things that may not be at the forefront of consideration for returning citizens? And thank you so much for that, Willie.
Yeah, definitely. We have Employee PG has, Employee Prince George's has, five industry bridge programs focusing on the top industries in our region: IT, healthcare, sustainable energy, hospitality, and construction. We partner with the Finishing Trades Institute to train people of all backgrounds, get them industry recognized training. Brian, they do the hiring and the training, so you have a high chance of getting employed. So these resources are going to be available. So we want to work with Maryland Legal Aid and Megan to make sure that we can identify those things that we can get off of their criminal record. Then we want to refer them to a program that's going to make sure, just like the gentleman said, to give them those skills and trainings and connect them with employment. And I want to circle back to the brother mentioned mental health.
Right.
Mental health and just those conversations are a big piece. One thing that we identified this with our Pathways to Success, our reentry program, which will be on site on Saturday. We have a biweekly job club just for returning citizens so that people in the same room can get together. We bring in professionals. We bring in employers. We bring in people to kind of talk through those problems, have those conversations, because there's sometimes a huge mental block that isn't really there in real life that a lot of people have to hurdle. If you spent one night in jail, you now can suffer from post-traumatic stress from being incarcerated. So a lot of those are issues that you don't really see. And that's why Brian is a great partner with the Finishing Trades on helping them get trained and get employed. And Megan and Maryland Legal Aid is helping us erase the criminal record. So kind of a comprehensive shop. We're one of the only job center, you and I talked about this last time, in the D.C. metro region that has a lawyer from Maryland Legal Aid in the job center 4 days a week.
I need to take a break, but when we come back, we're going to talk to Michael, calling from Maryland, Warren, calling from D.C., Theodore, calling from D.C. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We're talking about help for returning citizens. They're looking for jobs, help with legal issues, trying to get back on their feet, connecting with families, wraparound services, all kinds of resources. And one more time, that website, Walter, for the event on Saturday, registered or not?
www.employpg.org.
Employpg.org. Stay with us. If you're on the phone, you will be able to hear the program. Please don't hang up. We will take your phone calls next. Lines are still open at 202-319-7810. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR.
The Howard University Radio Network is WHUR 96.3 FM, WHUR World 96.3 HD2, student-run WHBC HD3, GlassHouseRadio.com, Sirius XM Channel 142, HBCU and Sirius XM Channel 141, HUR Voices, Washington.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on Sirius XM 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about helping returning citizens. They're looking for legal help, for job assistance, as well as reconnecting with their families. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. My guests are Walter Simmons, President and CEO of Employ Prince George's, Megan McDermott. She is the Supervising Attorney of the Community Lawyering Initiative for Maryland Legal Aid, and Brian Cordian, Director of Apprenticeship and Training for the Finishing Trades Institute of Maryland, Virginia, and D.C. Let me get back to the phone lines. Michael, thanks for hanging on. Calling from Maryland, what's on your mind?
Yes, good evening. I just want to make a quick comment.
Sure.
I was in a federal prison since I was 21 years old, and I did 15 years. I was in solitary confinement for different reasons, three different times, serving 6 months. And in terms of the mental health, that is something that really needs to be considered and taken seriously, because at a young age and going to prison for that length of time and also going into solitary confinement, that can be really, really stressful. And also returning to society, I didn't waste my time while I was incarcerated. I got a college degree. I have several trades and everything. So I've been home now for 10 years. And I'm really, really successful. And I just want to encourage everybody to try to take any job that you can get as soon as you get out and transition from one job to the next. That's what I did. So I'm in a successful professional career now where I'm able to take care of my wife, take care of my family. And I don't think what I did was exceptional. I just had support. And I knew what I wanted to do. And I didn't let a certain job pigeonhole me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
okay.
I just really hope the guys will give themselves a chance and don't feel like they have to have a $50,000 job or $100,000 job as soon as they return from prison, because most of us don't qualify for that.
Okay.
You got to earn.
What do you do for a living, Michael, before I let you go?
I'm in a pest control industry.
There you go. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. What are you hearing when you hear discussions like that, Brian, from the likes of Michael, where I think that's, it sounds like great advice. Take what you can get as soon as you can get out and then stair step it.
I mean, it's fantastic advice. You know, when we run these various different programs that we do for the reentry, we actually find that the candidates that we're interviewing and speaking to are qualified. A lot of them, at the very least, have a GED. They have, depending on you know, what system they were in, obviously some of them do have trade experience, whether it's in plumbing, electrical, carpentry, depending on what their background was. And then a lot of them do have a high demand skill set. So really, when we get them, you know, and then put them in this training program, it's just more of them learning a new set of skills. And also, when they're in a group of another roughly 10 to 15 other students learning these trades, they're actually building that bond. They're building that brotherhood. They're building a support system to kind of talk to each other about their past, what works, what doesn't work. And we've had an incredibly high success rate with these programs because the bond that is built throughout those 4 to 5 weeks and for them to build on that for their career is really, it's something that's really intangible and you really can't even like gauge it.
How do you get in? Are there certain qualifications? Is there a fee? Is what are kind of the foundational things that someone has to have in order to participate in one of these programs?
Well, for our pre-apprenticeship program, it's funded through through public funding.
Okay.
So a lot of it's grant funded. So, but our biggest thing that we try to focus on is the job. We deal with our industry partners. We talk to them about what the upcoming work looks like. We're not going to bring anybody into a training program unless they have a job. We're not going to bring in 10 people from whatever their background is and promise them something and not deliver that to them. So that's a huge thing that we focus on is we got to have the job.
Mm-hmm.
When we can lay out the job, the career path, and what industry is moving for us, we connect with organizations like Employee Prince George's, and then we start aligning the recruitment and things of that nature to start that program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once they complete that program, and that's a free program to the participant, we work to make sure that they have other barriers removed, you know, like we make sure they have the proper tools when they go to work, work boots, things like that. And then as soon as they're placed right into our apprenticeship program, which is another continuing education program that's free to the apprentice. So then they're now in our registered apprenticeship program with the state, and they're getting continuously educated. They continuously see advancements, wage advances, as well as skill advancements while they go through their career.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Theodore calling from D.C. Thanks for calling, Theodore. What's on your mind?
Yes, good evening, everybody. I just want to say for someone coming up in Washington, D.C., I went downtown to a sponge because a lot of people don't know you can go downtown and sponge stuff for calls from the courthouse for free. But I did it almost a year and a half ago, maybe longer. And this summer I got all the letters back saying I was denied. And just, you know, a lot of it I don't understand. So hopefully I can come this Saturday and hopefully you guys can pretty much understand what I can't understand. And then what you said earlier, sometimes it holds you back from getting a job. Because I noticed where I'm working at now, it's the Pentagon, and I know they do thorough backgrounds. But Uber came back with me yesterday with a couple of charges I had in 1992. And so they denied me from doing Uber after 5 years. I said, well, why you didn't do that then? But so like I said, I'm just you know, trying to figure out, you know, maybe like I said, you guys can shine some light on, you know, what that, you know, that the background's showing and what the sponge's not getting cleared up. After the last arrest was in 91.
Okay, let me see what Megan may be able to share with that. Theodore.
So, Theodore, to your first point, the clinic on Saturday, we're Maryland barred attorneys, so we won't be able to expunge any D.C.
Well,
record.
Okay, because I'm living in Maryland now.
I understand, but it's where the arrest happened and where you went to court. So the clinic
well,
on Saturday... Okay, well, you could come for your Maryland charges. And
a little bit at a time.
And when you come, we'll give you a phone number for a D.C. Legal Services or another agency in D.C. that can help you out with those. I'm just not familiar with D.C. law, expungement law, so I just am not sure about that. And as for employment, you know, it's really strange. Certain employers care about certain charges. Other employers don't. Employers use different types of companies for background searches, and every company is unique. It does seem strange that you might have had a higher level job and been able to do it, and Uber's denying you. But that's just their employment policy.
Well, I'm not saying they deny me. Just that I've been driving Uber for 4 or 5 years, and some company called Checkers just sent me a letter. I said, Checkers? I didn't even ever heard of Checkers. But anyway, I thought it was Checkers Burger Place. But, you know, and it took me 4 months to get into the Pentagon because I know, you know, I've been there a couple of years. And, you know, they did thorough background checks to get in the military base. But, you know, I don't know. But like I said, maybe some of you guys can shine a little bit. And,
well, like she said, you know, if you come down on Saturday and it's, 9109 Piscataway
Road. Yep.
Piscataway Road on Saturday morning. And certainly there may be some resources that may be able to assist you with some of the issues regarding your Maryland legal status. But we certainly invite you to come down. But thank you so much for your phone call. Let me go to Marie calling from Silver Spring. Marie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind is, first of all, I'd like to commend all those agencies that are working with the reentry of individuals in the workforce, and an extra kudos to those lawyers that are going to assist. And the point that you have made in terms of, I was part of a hiring and recruiting agency, and what I found is a lot of the young kids that are coming on board have issues that happened when they were young that could have been expunged. However, because it's legal aid and they didn't have the money to either go back and check their records, a lot of that is what's happening. So the information you're sharing here today is things that I can share. I've always told them, go back to the court system, look at your records and see what you can get it expunged. Because when I look at it, it doesn't look like there are things that should stay on their record that long. And just the other thing I want to point out, a gentleman talked about mental health.
Mm-hmm.
What is going to be a big piece in the world as time goes on? Is, you know, post-traumatic stress in the military, as well as in confinement in the prisons, as well as ADA and et cetera, et cetera. I have been told by some individuals have been honest with me. And so what they have done is gone with their Disability Act. They have gotten their records and things updated. If they can let, for those agencies that's going to help them reenter, if they can let a job agency know, maybe there's an accommodation that they can build up for these individuals. But that's something may come down later in the future. But some thoughts of that would be important for an agency looking to hire individuals.
Okay. Thank you so much, Marie. I appreciate it. And your thoughts about what she's saying, Walter?
Yeah, mental health is serious. Our specific reentry program at Employer Prince George's is Pathways to Success. Again, we do the job clubs for the light touch. We're also located at the Bridge Center in Suitland, where they actually have mental health counselors on site that provide that assistance. Within the next year, our American Jobs Center in Largo is going to provide mental health assistance. And this is a part of our wraparound services. So not only will you be able to get into our industry bridge programs and get free training and get the criminal record expunged, there will be some staff on site at various locations in Prince George's County to provide that mental health assistance. And they can visit us at the Bridge Center at 5001 Silver Hill Road, where we are providing workforce services and mental health services and a lot of basic needs services from different agencies throughout Prince George's County.
Russell calling from Maryland. Thanks for calling, Russell. What's on your mind?
Hi, good evening. I was just calling as I was on the way home. I heard about the event that you all are having. And I have a felony that I got convicted of in Prince George's County. It's about 27, 28 years old for robbery with a dangerous weapon. And I was sentenced to 5 years probation, which was completed. But what I was trying to find out was there anything that I could do or any information or help that I could get through the event to find out about getting that expunged from my record.
Megan.
So unfortunately, that's not one of the eligible felonies right now. For your listeners, the eligible felonies are possession with intent to distribute, burglary, and I'm forgetting the third one.
It sounds like, at least from the first two, these are nonviolent offenses.
Right. So, yeah, unfortunately, that charge is not eligible for expungement.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Russell, okay. You had another question?
Yeah, because prior, some years ago, I was told that in order for me to even file for an expungement, I had to request a full unconditional pardon from the Maryland governor. And if I was granted that, then I could file for an expungement. So that wasn't true?
Well, I would say this. This is Walter from Employee Prince George's. Give us a call at our American Job Center, 301-618-8425. You can ask for myself, Walter Simmons, and we'll kind of see what other resources are available to you. I don't think, of course, expungement is going to be the route, but give us a call at the American Job Center, 301-618-8425. Tell them you heard on the radio. We'll see if we can connect you with some other resources.
Okay.
301-618-8425. And what's your name again, sir?
Walter Simmons.
Walter Simmons. All right. Thank you, sir.
You got it.
I need to take a break. When we come back, more about helping returning citizens get back on their feet. Jobs, expungement, legal issues, all of the above and more. Give us a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment. Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We continue our conversation about providing assistance to returning citizens when we're talking about jobs, legal issues, and reconnecting with a society. You mentioned earlier about the Industry Bridge Program, Walter. Drill down a little bit more about what that is and what that may mean to the constituency that you're trying to help.
Yes, we have top industries in our region: construction, IT, healthcare, hospitality, utilities, some of the highest paying, 50, 60, 70,000. But some of the traditional everyday people walking around, returning citizens with criminal backgrounds, low education, those jobs, even though they're right across the bridge, they can't even seem that that's a reality for them. The industry bridge programs provide a bridge of opportunity into these programs. We do one-on-one counseling, free industry recognized training, supporter services like Brian mentioned with the Construction Works program. We'll send you to Brian's training program. We'll pay for your uniform. When you complete his program and he's going to put you on a construction site, one of his contractors, you need boots, you need equipment, we're going to pay for all of those for you. We're going to make sure you got steel toe boots. We're going to make sure you got a tool belt. And there are industry bridge programs. So on Thursday, October 18th at 9 a.m., people are going to be able to come in, see all five industry bridge programs, and meet with over 30 different training and service providers and start the process to get into their programs. We've done a cohort already with Brian this year. People have literally gone from unemployed in August, go through a training in September, started employment in October at no cost, completely free. So we're doing an official launch of all five, all of the top industries at our American Job Center Largo on Thursday, October 18th at 9 a.m. That's 1801 McCormick Drive. They can register at EmployPrinceGeorges.org or on Facebook at EmployPG, Twitter, we're everywhere. But again, Thursday, October 18th at 9 a.m., they can come to process. And as Brian mentioned, like his programs, we're trying to focus on 30, 60, 90-day programs so they can get a job in the immediate future because people need income right now.
Is this only for returning citizens?
It's for everybody. Everybody that might have a barrier, they keep applying and they can't get in. Somebody says, oh, I need you to have the certification. These are the programs to help you get that certification. These are the programs to help you get supportive services. If you can't get to and from Brian's training, We'll enroll you and we'll pay for you a Metro card. If it's a, we've even purchased Ubers. We'll ship you back and forth. Whatever we need you to do to get you into this industry, because IT, construction, healthcare, sustainable energy, these are jobs that with a high school diploma, again, Brian said people only need a GED to get into as a base educational attainment. Even he can express maybe not even that, that you can get a good job with little educational attainment. And again, like Megan mentioned, a lot of people just don't know these resources are available. So we're doing our Industry Bridge official launch this Thursday at 9 a.m. People can come get access. But also, it's big, the faith-based community. We're seeing thousands of people every Sunday. We're inviting these community leaders as well so they can learn and tell their congregation on how they can help improve their lives and move forward in their families.
Brian, you've spoken about these, the five legs of this stool, so to speak, when you're talking about some of the skills. But what about entrepreneurship? Because we've already heard a bit about what some returning citizens have done. How realistic is it for someone who is just coming out to explore starting their own business, and what kind of things may be obstacles to that?
I mean, as it applies to being realistic, I think that's based on the individual's drive and what they want to achieve in life. By participating in one of these programs, being placed into an apprenticeship program and growing through a 3 or 4 year apprenticeship program to become then a certified journey worker for that industry, you're going to learn a lot about that industry. Also, our apprenticeship program is also accredited by the Department of Education as well. So while you're obtaining your credentials to become a certified journeyman, you're also obtaining college credits to obtain an associate's degree at the completion of your apprenticeship, which then you can work up to being foreman, superintendent, project manager, estimator, and or go into your own, start your own business within the industry. We've seen it before. It is not something that's not obtainable. But once again, it comes down to how bad you want it.
And I think one of the other kinds of things that a lot of people are most concerned about, and I think this goes back to the entrepreneur piece, Walter, is we talk about expungement. And are there any kinds of things that if someone wants to, start their own business that may get in the way? And I'm not talking about having the drive. What I'm talking about is whether there's paperwork, maybe there may be legal obstacles to that kind of thing.
I think one of the only, Maryland has made it easy for someone to register a business and start a small business, but funding is going to be a big issue. One of the big partners that we partner with is Life Asset. They're a nonprofit micro lender, $500 to $5,000 to help those who traditionally wouldn't qualify for a traditional bank to help them start the process and get a loan.
Uh-huh. So, but would there be any obstacle to, and maybe this is something that Megan can address, because for example, somebody may want to come out as Brian said, you may be a journeyman or something like that. You learn about the business, then you want to contract with the state, and then you may apply for a contract, and then they say, you got a felony conviction or something like that. Or there may be some other kinds of legal obstacles where you may need help in that regard.
One of the big problems for our clients is occupational licensing. So people might learn how to be a barber, for example, while they're incarcerated. But then when they come out, they might have trouble getting an occupational license. So people are limited sometimes in starting these small businesses that can be really successful just because of that licensing piece. And this wouldn't be, starting your own business. But another big obstacle our clients have are security guard positions. So they can usually become an unarmed security guard, but they can make about $10 more an hour as an armed security guard in Maryland. and they have to get a special license for that to carry a weapon. So there can be some issues with obtaining those types of licenses.
Mm-hmm. I have a few minutes left. From your perspective, Walter, what is it that anyone coming to this event, and they may feel lost, and I think that's not an unrealistic feeling for someone, whether they're just coming out or have been out for a while and are still struggling. What is it that you want them to know?
This is an open door event. If you don't think you can get your record expunged, if you don't know, or you just want to talk to somebody, maybe you're a returning citizen that's looking for a career and you already got your record expunged or know it can't, this is an open door. If you want to move forward and get your record expunged, we have services available. If you want to talk to somebody about free resources talked about tonight, someone is available. If you want to talk about a career or a career pathway, everything, we're going to have different resources there to help people meet their need. So if you're a returning citizen looking for some kind of assistance with removing their record or looking for employment or looking for training, you should come, because there's going to be multiple staff, multiple partners on site that are going to help you move forward. So I wouldn't, a closed mouth doesn't get fed. So if you're staying at home and you're thinking, I don't know if I should go, if you don't go, who's going to help you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think one of the things that a lot of returning citizens and their families may be concerned about is if they are not successful, whether it's because they didn't get up and come out or whether they may feel discouraged, is recidivism. And going back into the system or becoming involved with some of those those individuals or communities where they may not have your best interest and may bring you back into the kind of climate that took you into the system. And so I think that this is one of those kinds of events and partnerships with people who may have seen some success, as we've heard today, that will keep folks from going back into the system and becoming not only gainfully employed, but also productive members of society. I've got a couple of minutes left, and I'll let Brian and then Megan have a final word. Your best advice for someone who you may meet on Sunday for the first time.
I'd say it's just, in order to swim, you got to jump in the water. Mm-hmm. You got to begin somewhere. You got to and take advantage of an opportunity. It's not going to be easy no matter which way you choose. But you got to start and you got to just keep plugging away and just make a career for yourself and an opportunity to provide for yourself, your family, and any other people that might be, looking up to you within your household or within your own community.
Mm-hmm.
I know us as the Finishing Trades Institute, who were the training partner for the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, we always continue to fight for these individuals that join us and work with us, through their complete career. And that could last, hopefully 30 years.
Yeah.
And then hopefully you can retire off of the hard work you put into this thing.
Excellent point. Yeah.
But ultimately, you can't start unless you jump in and get going.
Yeah. Megan, I'll let you have a final word too before we wrap up this conversation.
I just want people to know that I know the legal world can be intimidating, but these clinics are really a judgment-free zone. And I want people to remember that lawyers at Legal Aid are there to work for you. So you're our clients and you're kind of our boss. We're there to help you. Don't be intimidated. And along with the mental health piece, I think there's a lot of self-esteem issues that go on people who are returning citizens. Just remember that you're worth it and you deserve a second chance. And just come out and see if we can help you.
Well, I want to thank all of you for coming in and sharing your thoughts and your expertise with us, Walter Simmons, Megan McDermott, and Brian Cordian. I really appreciate it. EmployPrinceGeorge.org. You can find more information online. And, of course, you can find the information that we've been discussing tonight on our website tonight about after 9 o'clock or so on WHUR.com. That is the Daily Drum on Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Monday, October 15th. I'm Harold Fisher. You can tweet us using the hashtag WHURFM. Now, stay tuned for The Connection. Good night.